Deuteronomy chapter 26. And it shall be, when you have come into the land which the Lord Jehovah, your God gives you for an inheritance, and possess it, and live in it, that you shall take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which you shall bring of your land that the Lord Jehovah your God gives you, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go to the place which the Lord Jehovah your God shall choose to place his name there. And you shall go to the priest who shall be in those days, and say to him, I profess this day to the Lord Jehovah your God, that I have come to the country which the Lord Jehovah swore to our forefathers to give to us. And the priest shall take the basket out of your hand, and set it down before the altar of the Lord Jehovah your God. And you shall speak and say before the Lord Jehovah your God, my father was a Syrian ready to perish, and he went down into Egypt, and lived there with a few, and became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians treated us badly, and afflicted us, and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried to the Lord Jehovah God of our fathers, the Lord Jehovah heard our voice, and looked on our affliction, and our labor, and our oppression. And the Lord Jehovah brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. And he has brought us into this place, and has given us this land, even a land that flows with milk and honey. And now look, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which you, O Lord Jehovah, have given me. And you shall set it before the Lord Jehovah your God, and worship before the Lord Jehovah your God. And you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord Jehovah your God has given to you, and to your house, you, and the Levite, and the stranger who is among you. When you have made an end of tithing all the tithes of your increase the third year, which is the year of tithing, and have given it to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within your gates, and be filled, then you shall say before the Lord, Jehovah your God, I have brought away the holy things out of my house, and also have given them to the Levite, and to the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all your commandments which you have commanded me. I have not sinned against your commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten of it in my mourning, neither have I taken away anything from it for any unclean use, nor given any of it for the dead, but I have listened to the voice of the Lord Jehovah my God, and have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy home, from heaven, and bless your people Israel, and the land which you have given us, as you swore to our forefathers, a land that flows with milk and honey. This day the Lord Jehovah your God has commanded you to do these laws and judgments. You shall therefore keep and do them with all your heart, and with all your soul. You have acknowledged the Lord Jehovah this day to be your God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his laws, and his commandments, and his judgments, and to listen to his voice. And the Lord Jehovah has acknowledged you this day to be his peculiar people, as he has promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, and to make you high above all nations which he has made, in praise and in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord Jehovah your God, as he has spoken.